Today on episode number 353 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we've got a podcast success story with Pat Flynn. We're going to have a brief conversation with Jason Van Orden from Internet Business Mastery, and I'm going to share with you some tips on being more productive when it comes to recording your podcast.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005 and bringing my 20 plus years of technical training to this microphone, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you are new to the show, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to recording to producing to monetizing, publicizing, all points in between. And I would love to have you join in on this conversation. There are a lot of ways you can contact me. You can email me. It's dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments on your phone. It's toll free. It's 888-563-3228, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. There is an actual voicemail button. So if you are on an iPad or an iPhone, there's actually a little button out there you can click on and use that. Or you can leave a comment. We'll actually be sharing some comments that you have been leaving out at the website towards the end of the show. And of course, this show is brought to you by theschoolofpodcasting.com. You can find it at schoolofpodcasting.com. We have step-by-step tutorials. We have resources. We have, in a nutshell, everything you need. So quit wasting your time doing Google searches. Check me out at schoolofpodcasting.com. And I always like to start off the show with some sort of podcast success story. If you're thinking to yourself, why should I start a podcast? We're going to be talking about the why a little bit with Jason Van Orden. But if you're asking yourself, well, I've been thinking about it, but why should I? Let me give you this quick story. And the story just keeps getting better and better. Pat Flynn, his website is Smart Passive Income, is a super nice guy. I've had the joy of being on a roundtable with him and Ray Ortega and Daniel J. Lewis. That was about a month ago. I've run into him a few times at New Media Expos and things like that. And what you hear on the podcast is what you get. He is the epitome of integrity. And Pat released, before we get to what he's doing now, his history is he had still has a hugely popular blog, smartpassiveincome.com. He started a podcast and it grew his audience by 20% by starting a podcast. He had a successful blog, didn't really need to start a podcast, started his podcast, grew his audience by 20%. And now in 2013, he's upped his podcast production. And now what he's done is he has launched a book. It's titled Let Go. And he released it on, I forget the original platform that he said he released it on, but he's now released it as an Amazon Kindle book. And well, here's Pat to talk about it.
And now your host, who can now call himself a best-selling author, Pat Flynn.
Yup, that's right. You heard it right. I am so happy to share with you here on the podcast, really quick, that just recently I released my book Let Go on the Kindle platform, which opened it up to everyone who wasn't able to download it on their iPhones or iPads on the original Snippet app where I first released it. And after I launched it on Kindle on Amazon.com, in less than 24 hours, it shot up to the number one best-selling small business and entrepreneurship book on Amazon.com. And I honestly couldn't believe my eyes. I'm still in shock, actually. I mean, I'm right up there ahead right now of books and authors that have inspired me in my journey. I mean, Dale Carnegie, Malcolm Gladwell, Seth Godin, Eric Ries, Napoleon Hill, Michael Gerber. It's just, oh gosh, it's just crazy. And I'm so humbled and so thankful for it. And yes, I have the screenshots to prove it, since the rankings are probably going to change over time. But yeah, I can now say I'm a best-selling author, which is pretty crazy.
There you go. Super nice guy. Couldn't be happier for Pat. Such a nice guy. And I will definitely be adding that book. Now, if you want to buy that book, because it is at Amazon, feel free to go to schoolofpodcasting.com/353. And I'll have a link to the book. And you can get the book and I'll get a small commission on that. It's an easy way. Doesn't cost you, as they say, doesn't cost you nothing. And it's a way to support the show. So congratulations to Pat Flynn on his success with the book Let Go. All right, next up, I wanted to, I still have some interviews in the can from New Media Expo. And this one is with Jason Van Orden. Now, Jason is a guy that he does internet business mastery. And we were talking about, hey, if you listen to Pat's story that might inspire you to start a podcast, you may be thinking, why should I start a podcast? And here with this interview with Jason, we talk about his podcast and how Jason kind of points that out, that sometimes you need to know the why. So this is actually recorded on my Roland-R-05 recorder with two lapel mics that it's kind of a stereo lapel mic setup from a company called Giant Squid Audio. And so I clipped one to Jason and clipped one to me. And just a little behind the scenes thing, what I'm doing here is I've gone through and I listened to it, and the audio levels are pretty normal for both myself and Jason. And what I do is I then put this audio track into Adobe Audition, and I just tell it to play that channel mono, and I don't have to worry about the him being in the left channel, me being in the right channel. It just automatically makes it mono for me. And you will hear a little bit of background noise. This is in the hallway. It's an empty hallway, but it's it gives a little ambiance. So here is my interview with Jason Van Orden of Internet Business Mastery. I'm sitting here in a hallway of the New Media Expo with Jason Van Orden of Internet Business Mastery. One of the coolest things about this, how long have you guys been the number one podcast in business?
Since 2005.
So that's a beautiful thing. I heard a coach yesterday say, it's not just when you win that first championship, it's your second one. It's keeping that success going. So kudos for being number one for a long time. So one of the things I've been kind of interviewing people about is making a living through, however you want to word that, with your podcast. So being that you basically help people escape their cubicle, you would be a great person to interview. So thanks for coming on the show.
Sure, absolutely.
You are a person who is basically living that dream. You are using your podcast to do that. So you've done this now for quite a while. Any insights and tips into how you've done that? How do you build it up? How do you get the nerve to jump off the boat and actually do that? I know it's a really wide question.
Yeah, so the people that are successful at doing this it starts out with finding kind of a why for yourself. Mm-hmm. Like what drives you? What are you good at? What do you love to do? Or what's something you want to learn about? They start a show or they start a blog about a topic that really drives them. But then even more so, they think about an audience that they want to help, an audience that they would do their best work with, an audience that they feel really good, day in and day out interacting with and creating content for. For me, that audience I find that I'm really good at helping people to find the resources and the knowledge they need and give them that inspiration to finally take action and find more freedom and fulfillment and purpose in their life than whatever they're experiencing that's not making them happy. Specifically, I like to do that with brand new entrepreneurs, and that's an audience I resonate with quite a bit because I was in their shoes several years back. And so I think one thing that helps to be successful is not only to identify that audience, but ideally choose an audience you know really well and that maybe even you're a member of, or it's past version of yourself was a member of that audience. And because then I can really speak to what are their pains and what do they want, what keeps them up at night, and I can empathize with those things. I can empathize with what it's like to go to sleep on Sunday night, go to bed, and just have that dread of, I got to go back to my soul-sucking job in the morning. To have that pain of reading your entrepreneur magazine or reading 4-hour work week at work and having people go, what is that?
Right.
9 out of 10 businesses fail. What are you thinking, man? Or to be at the family reunion and people are like, just get your head out of the clouds. This is just life. You work for 40 years and you finally retire when you're 65 and then maybe you can do what you love.
Well, one of the questions I get from people that they want to jump into this podcast because they're passionate about it, but they also know that somewhere down the line, they want to monetize it.
Yeah.
Because I always say, don't get into it for the money, because when you first start out, there isn't going to be any.
Yeah.
What would be a tip on how to figure out, is there any money in it, period?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the first question to ask yourself is that audience that I'm targeting with my show, do they have a pain that I can solve? Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a good answer to that, and specifically, is it a pain they're actively looking for? Mm-hmm. And is it a pain that you think they'd be willing to pay for a solution for. And so one easy way to do that is, you know, go to Google and do some searching and look at those top 10, 20 sites. See if you can't find, or even go and poke around in iTunes, see if you can't find a blog or a show or a site that is currently making money selling people the solution to the, a similar pain, a similar audience. Because if they are, I don't look at that and go, oh my gosh, there's competition, I guess I shouldn't do it. Somebody beat me to the punch. What I do is I look at that and go, oh, they proved that it works. They proved there is an audience that's willing to pay, or else they wouldn't be selling.
Very cool.
So that's one of the easy ways just to go, okay, is there something there?
Very cool. Well, I don't want to keep you super long, so I got one more little quick question.
Sure.
One of the things we've been doing is looking at kind of podcast success stories, which obviously you are one.
Mm-hmm.
So the question kind of is, you have the person that's like, I don't know if I should start a podcast, and they, well, why should I podcast? Maybe they're a blogger. So I just kind of shortened that down and said, because of my podcast, blank. Now, I can fill in some of that. I mean, you've got to live all over the world and still run your business.
Mm-hmm.
What other things has podcast allowed you to do, your podcast?
Well, one of the things I just love the most is, and it's very apparent to me at a conference like New Media Expo, where I get to meet face-to-face a lot of the people who have listened to my show. They know me really well, even though I may be familiar with their name because of an email I received or something,
right,
but I've never met them. And so that's where it like hits home. It's like, wow, you know, I have this opportunity to share my voice, to share my story, something that I'm very, you know, passionate about and feel deeply about, and then to have people connect with my story and go, you know, I just felt like you're a lot like me, and that you were going to be able to show me like what is it that I need to have a more fulfilled, purpose-driven life. And so just knowing that podcasting has empowered me with that voice to share that story with a specific audience that I resonate personally with, and then to be able to meet that audience and hear the stories and have them go, you know, I can't even count the number of times somebody's come up to me at this conference and I'm, you know, how many car trips you've accompanied me on listening to your voice, or how many times walking back and forth from work I'm listening to your show and how that sparked this idea or changed things for me. And that's just amazingly fulfilling to hear, even 7 years into doing that, and it's a big part of what continues to drive us, despite the fact that it's nice to make good money doing it too,
right?
But if we didn't have that other why as well, the money loses its luster pretty quickly. Like, you know, at some point you've got what you need to live, and you know, the money alone is not what's going to get you through the times that it's difficult or tough or things don't go like you expect in your business. But having that other drive, that passion, that mission will. So that's what podcasting has given me.
Very cool. And then the really last question. And
sure.
And we,
not a problem.
I just thought about this. We didn't tell us about your podcast, and then tell us about, because you have a membership site. So
yeah,
Tell us a little bit about both, and then we'll get out of here.
Sure. Yeah. So our show is Internet Business Mastery. We've, like you said, been the number one show on internet business and marketing since 2005. And so in that show, we teach people how to find their niche, their idea, their passion, that audience. We teach them then the whole process of how to attract that audience, find that pain, and create a solution that they can sell online. So that's what our show's all geared around. And then once people listen to that show and go, yeah, this is something that sounds like I want to do it, our initial offering is, well, we've got this membership program or site or community where people can come in together, and you've got step-by-step courses based on what's worked for us, what's worked for our students, and you just follow that thing A to Z, and it'll teach you how to set up the kind of business we've been talking about in this interview, interview here. So that's the Internet Business Mastery Academy. It's one of our primary sources of income. If people are wondering, well, how in the world do you monetize your podcast? Well, for us, it's a membership program. For other people, it might be some other like ebook or multimedia course, coaching program, something like that. But that's what we do. And so if people, I guess, resonate with what I'm saying, I would just encourage them to visit internetbusinessmastery.com or Google Internet Business, and you'll find us, or search Internet Business in iTunes, and we'll be right up at the top. And listen to the show. See if the messaging of the show fits what you might be looking for.
Very cool. Thanks, man, for your time. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Anytime.
Awesome.
There you go. Good guy. And again, if you're looking to, I believe I'm going to join Internet Business Master. I've known Jason since 2005. And back when he wrote the book, Promoting Your Podcast, I actually got to read an advanced copy of that. And we've been friends ever since. And I listened to his podcast. I've never joined his membership. And I always think I should. And it's just one of those cases where it's the law of reciprocity. He's given me so much content from his podcast. I kind of feel like I owe him, even if it's just for a month to sniff the tires, sniff the tires. Yeah, sniff the tires or kick the, I don't know, whatever. You get the idea. And so thank you, Jason, for the interview. And yeah, I have been, I interviewed some people at the New Media Expo. And if you notice, I was looking at people who are making a living at their podcast, and all of them, I don't know that there are anybody that is actually making a living from the actual file of the podcast, meaning I'm selling the actual file. Most people have some sort of service. Some people have, in Jason's case, he has a membership site. I have a membership site. They're selling books. They're selling services. They're using it for consulting, things like that. So if you are thinking that I'm going to make a living with my actual audio files, with my video files, that typically is not the case. What you do is you use the podcast as a promotional tool for your other items. So thank you so much. And again, I'll have a link to Internet Business Mastery out at schoolofpodcasting.com/353. All right, next up, I want to share my thoughts, kind of give you again a behind-the-scenes look at the School of Podcasting. People say, you know, Dave, you do the Logical Weight Loss podcast, you do Weekly Web Tools, you do the Marketing Musician podcast, you do the School of Podcasting podcast. I just put out a new episode of Feeding My Faith. You can find that at feedingmyfaith.com. It talks about the fact that Jesus hated the silent treatment, if you want to check that out. And there are a number of podcasts that I do, the Jillian Michaels podcast, Building a Better Dave, and most of these I don't do on a regular basis, which I realize is do as I say, not as I do. But I do have the four that I really try to do every week, and that's the School of Podcasting, Logical Weight Loss, Marketing Musician, and Weekly Web Tools. The rest are kind of fluffy ones. But even that, people are like, how do you do that many podcasts? And so I thought I would share some of the things that I do. And in the School of Podcasting, I actually have tutorials that show my content gathering tools. But I want to point out something here that really, in 2013, has made a difference. And that is scheduled regular podcasting time. And I'm gonna take a small tangent here just for a second, okay? There was a time when I was actually going to school to be a preacher, a pastor. And I was preaching on a regular basis at the little church I was going to. And it was always interesting in those times when I had to preach on, quote, Communion Sunday, because you had to cut your sermon down a little bit. It had to be shorter. And it was interesting because I never, when I developed a sermon, a teaching, I hate calling them sermons, I called them teachings, which always drove people crazy. And but I found I would always come up with a teaching, and then I would find out later, oh, by the way, the next time you're going to be, you know, leading a teaching is on Communion Sunday. And I'd be like, oh, I had this set up to be, you know, let's say 25 minutes, and now it's got to be 15. And when you do that, people think it's harder to do a long speech. Can I tell you something? It's harder to do a shorter one. At least it was for me. Now, on the other hand, some of those sermons were my best because I had to cut out any fluff and I had to get to the point quickly and figure out which were my best points. So what I'm trying to say there is by limiting your time, it increased, in that case, the efficiency of the message. And so what I do now is I actually have a couple days scheduled. As I record this, it is Saturday, the 27th at 9:39 in the morning. And that is one of my times. Saturday mornings till about 1 o'clock is when I podcast. That's when I do my podcasting. Monday nights and Thursday nights, I do a lot of consulting work. And that's basically it. The rest is I play in a band on Tuesday, and I might start doing some things Sunday afternoon, but a lot of that time is family time, hanging out with my wife, my kids, and that type of thing. And so what happened is in the past, when I first started out and I was a consultant, I would just throw up my calendar and say, hey, whenever you want, I will meet your schedule. And so consequently, I was podcasting all the time and I was kind of all over the place. And by limiting, here we go again, by limiting the amount of time that I spend podcasting, I have increased my productivity. I know that sounds completely backwards. Wait a minute, Dave. You actually produce more podcasts by doing it less. Yes, I do. Why? Because here on Saturday, I have a list of things now. And I thought about this on Friday because the last time I really did any kind of podcasting was Thursday. So I had all day Friday to go. Tomorrow, when I get to my office, the first thing I'm going to do is this, record the School of Podcasting. Then I'm going to do some work for Beverly Mayer. Then I'm going to do some work for so-and-so. Then I'm going to clean my office is on the list of things to do because I have all sorts of bags and paper on my desk here that need to go. And so it sounds bizarre, but by limiting the amount of time that I have to podcast, it's actually increased my productivity. So my advice to you is if you can pick a day during the week, however many days you want, one day, 2 day, whatever, and let your family know. The other thing that is done is for me personally, I don't argue with my wife anymore about podcasting because she knows and I know that Monday night, Thursday night, and Saturday up till, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock is podcasting time. And so it's not a case of, well, I thought we were going to do something tonight. And, oh, no, I'm sorry. I scheduled a call with so-and-so. I've got an interview, blah, blah, blah. No, we know that Monday night is Dave's going to go into the Dave cave and not come out for a while. Thursday, Dave goes into the Dave cave and doesn't come out for a while. And that's just the way it is. So it's boosted my marriage. People know where I am. They know not to bug me. Also, if you're looking for times when I'm on the chat, yeah, you know it. Monday night and Thursday night is where I'm usually live chatting on my website as well as Saturdays. So if you're looking for me live, that's a good place to find me as I record this now in 2013. That does occasionally change, but that is, it sounds weird, but I'm going to tell you something. Schedule some time, and then what that does is it makes you focus on what is the most important. I've only got X amount of time. I've got to do my priorities. And then the other thing you can do is create a list. And one of the tools, speaking of Jason Van Orn, I just learned about this tool and I started using it. I know Daniel J. Lewis, my buddy over at theaudacitytopodcast.com, he uses Workflowy. It's Workflowy, Workflowy. And again, you can find, put a link to that out at schoolofpodcasting.com/353. And I just started using, I guess it's Asana, Asana.com. And this is great for, it's kind of made for project management. So I can set up a project and then my tasks will be my topics. So I could say, episode 353. And I have here in my notes, Pat Flynn, Jason Van Orden, and then getting to the point is my little bullet point here about being more focused when you go to podcast. So this is a great way because, and what's great about to-do lists basically is what this amounts to. It's a very robust to-do list. Number one, both Workflowy and Asana have smartphone applications. So when I'm out and about and I go, oh, that would be a great topic for a podcast, I can instantly pull these up and add them. So it's a great way to catch ideas. The other thing it does is there are those times when somebody comes and visits the studio and your dog vomits on them almost, and you've got a mess to clean up and such. And by having those times when, life happens, when you finally get the mess cleaned up, you're like, what was I working on again? And you look in your to-do list, you're like, oh, that's right. I've got to do this. And then I'm going to do the Beverly Meyer thing. And then I've got to do the quick start thing for so-and-so and that and that. And it keeps you focused as opposed to, hey, maybe I'll check out YouTube and watch cat videos for an hour, right? It keeps you focused and it makes you more productive. So that is my tip today. Schedule, try to come up with a scheduled time to work on your podcast. And when, during the week while you're doing that, jot your notes down in something like Workflowy or Asana or just a yellow pad or whatever you want to do so that when that time comes, you're ready to roll. You're ready to rock. You're ready to stay focused and get her done. All right. We are still continuing on the conversation. And because, hey, you are the star of the show with this bad boy. And I wanted to share, we had mentioned, a couple episodes back about his opening chit chat bad. And we did get some more chit-chat about the chit-chat. So we're putting that in here. Trinity Wilds, she was on the show a while back. We were talking about how podcasting had kind of helped boost her marriage, and they do the Fort Wayne Speaks podcast at fortwaynespeaks.com. She says, I do like a little chit-chat at the beginning. It gives the podcast that personal touch over other media. With that said, I've been put off by podcasts that stretch it out too long. Now, in her case, she says, we have a hyper-local audience, and that's one of the cool things about her podcast, is it is all about Fort Wayne. They've actually been interviewed on the show, and you can find that interview by going to schoolofpodcasting.com/345. She again says, we have a hyper local audience and we know many of our listeners and have the opportunity to meet with them when we're out. The goal of the show is to build community and encourage personal relationships between us and our listeners and between our guests and the listeners. We do continue to put in a bit of personal chit chat at the beginning, but I think we've been good about cutting it down to a tolerable amount. And I wanted to, who said it about they've been bashed here? Yeah, this is Jeff Roney. You can find him at onceuponatimepodcast.com. I always forget the .com. So onceuponatimepodcast.com. Jeff, thanks so much. He says, we've been crucified on iTunes about the initial banter. We've ripped 90% of the initial banter out. And so now our podcast sounds like, he says, in my honest opinion, an audioized blog post. And at certain points, I'm exaggerating, but not too much. Sometimes I stop myself from telling stories and further comments because of the iTunes bashing factor. I wonder what TV or talk radio would sound like without banter. Sure, people listen for the info, but the more you remove the banter, the less important the host becomes. Morning news was banterless for a long time, and when one station started to be more personable and saw the ratings increase, then everyone else jumped on board. Yes, there is a balance, but the balance is not robotizing the host. Rant over. Thank you, Jeff. And Patrick. From Scream Queens, that is with a Z, screamqueens.com says, hey, Dave, this is my first time listening to the show, and I thought I'd chime in my two cents. I've been running a horror movie discussion podcast for about the past 3 years. The twist being is that I'm catering to a gay audience. I normally put my personal stuff at the front end before digging into the reviews. After hearing your show, I decided at least put the question to my audience whether they prefer me to put my life story stuff at the end, and their answer was a unanimous no. Given that it's an entertainment-based show, I've always wanted to keep a casual feeling to it. While it is structured, it has been my goal to maintain a feeling that the listener is a guest in my house, you know, kind of a pull up a chair, grab a beer, and let's catch up before we get down to business. However, personally, I feel that with instructional podcasts, I personally would prefer you to just get to the point. I've had the feeling while listening to some podcast where the host was going on at length and his personal life that I'm back in college trapped in a class with a professor that refuses to stay on topic. In other words, while it works for my show, it may not work for every show. It would depend on the nature of the podcast as well as the host. So there you go. I think that is kind of the key. I think there are times when it works. And the beautiful thing is everybody's kind of just trying it and see what it works. And here's the other thing. When in doubt, ask. Just ask your audience, hey, what do you think? Is this too much? They'll let you know. They will let you know. All right, next up in the feedback category here, this is from Butch Gibson, and this came in via SpeakPipe, and it's a fairly long comment, and I'm going to leave this in. I did edit out a little bit, but I love the fact that you can hear Butch. He talks about what you have to go through now, and I have myself installed the SpeakPipe iPhone app. So now if I want to leave voicemail on somebody's website, because almost all podcasters using SpeakPipe, there is a free version of it. You can actually do, if you want a little extra oomph in a little more room, you can actually, I think it's $5 a month is what I pay because I want them to stick around. But it's interesting because you hear Butch walking and then you hear him get in his car and just here's Butch chiming in on the same thing of chit chat.
Wow, this is like recording number 5. But hey, Dave Jackson, I wanted to call and give you some feedback. And what has me stumbling here is the technology, that I got an iPhone in my hand and I just didn't think that I would be able to make it to provide some feedback. I didn't know your number and I wanted to call and leave voice feedback. And I went to your website and it said, hey, it's a mobile mode. And I was able to turn the mobile mode off and I was able to see the speak pipe little thing on the side. And I was like, wow, I wonder if I can do that. I clicked on that and it said, hey, if you don't have it, install it. I installed the speak pipe app. And here I am recording right now on the fly. So technology is great. Anyway, I wanted to hit you up with some feedback. Again, my name is Butch Gibson from Cincinnati, Ohio, from the Butch Gibson Show. I am a professional podcast procrastinator, going on 4 years now. Anyway, I may be a little bit different, man, but I listen to podcasts kind of for different reasons. And sometimes I just kind of enjoy that connectivity, that conversation, and just sometimes that rambling conversation. Not that you all necessarily ramble on the podcast round table, but it's just kind of cool to hear you all kind of go back and forth. And I feel like, hey, I'm kind of part of that conversation. I'm not joining in, but I enjoy just listening to that conversation. And so I don't always necessarily listen for a specific topic, and I don't necessarily get bothered if someone kind of goes off and rambles about certain stuff. And it just kind of depends. That's just kind of the person that I am. I think that I heard long ago that you use your voice, that you can use your voice like an instrument. So sometimes the different instruments that I listen to make up the entire orchestra that makes me satisfied. So, you know, sometimes, you know, Dave Jackson has kind of a certain voice and a kind of inflection. You kind of do things a certain way. And, you know, sometimes I want to listen to the way that you present things. But then on the flip side, you know, I might want to hear Daniel off of the Audacity to podcast, or Ray Ortega, or Cliff Ravenscraft. But anyway, hey, man, keep up the good work. And one of these days, one of these years, one of these decades, I'm going to be amongst the ranks of you all that are out there podcasting. But stay up, man. Peace and blessings.
All right. As we wrap up this feedback segment, I got a voicemail from Ryan K. Parker. You can find him at RyanKParker.com, where he talks to the world's top chefs and food producers. He shares what's for dinner, restaurant reviews, and what you need to know in the world of food. His podcast is called Killer Food. And this came in shortly after the Boston bombings. And I'm just going to play it.
Hey, Dave Jackson, this is Ryan Parker. I wanted to say thank you. Thank you very much for being the first person in podcasting to simply reach out to me and help me get started. You did it on your own time. You did it without asking for anything else. And I truly appreciate it. I've done 25 episodes, and some weeks are a little tougher than others to make sure that I've got content. But not enough people are saying thank you these days. So I just wanted to make sure that you heard someone was very appreciative of what you do. Anytime anyone comes up to me and asks me about creating their social media, I actually steer them into podcasting as much as I can and tell them that this is really the platform where your voice and your message can be heard. And I say, if you want to get started, then you should go see Dave Jackson. And I tell him all about your website. I'm just doing this because I think today's one of those days where, you know, people need to hear thanks. So, hey, enjoy the rest of your evening. I hope everything is good in your world. Take care, and as you say, God bless.
Ryan, thank you. Thank you. And by that, I mean thank you. You're welcome. I guess I should be saying thank you for the thank you, I think is another way of saying that is you're welcome. I guess I say that because that really – see, here's the weird thing. I don't want to say how that made me feel, because obviously it made me feel very good. Because it makes it sound like I'm soliciting everyone to send in a thank you. And I do appreciate those. But I find that, I don't know, I have a weird tingling. Like, I don't want to go, everybody thank me. No. But I do want to say that we do need to be sure any podcast you're listening to, you know, go out and write a review for that podcast, leave a comment, things like that. It really does boost the, I don't know, puts fuel in the tank of the podcaster. I don't know anybody that doesn't appreciate being thanked, being, you know, just let them know you're listening. It really can help. And speaking of that, I should say thank you to Jennifer Sohan, who left me a nice five-star rating and review in iTunes. And also to John Buchanis, who says, I started podcasting in September of 2012. I started listening to podcasts in 2010 when I purchased my first iPhone and found it a great alternative to broadcast radio. I enjoy Dave Jackson's style of podcasting. He's real, entertaining, and his subject content is spot on correct. I just found this podcast a month ago, but I've listened to over 100 episodes so far, and that's why I wanted to read this review. I keep telling people that when you, when your audience finds you, they will go back and listen to your back catalog. And mine is all on my website, schoolofpodcasting.com. John says, Dave's content has helped me become a better podcaster. Well, that is my goal. That is my why. I love to help people podcast. I love to help them reach their audience. I love to help them reach their goals. And if you would like to start a podcast, I would love to help you. Simply go out to schoolofpodcasting.com, click on the Join Now button. Now, because you made it to the end of the podcast, your reward, my way of saying thank you to you, is a little coupon code. If you type in the word listener, LISTENER, that'll save you a little bit on that first monthly payment. And realize that every month after that is only $5. That is couch change, people. And you get all the same great content. And now, if you don't have a website yet, you're brand new to this whole internet thing, send me an email with the phrase quick start in the subject line. And what we can do is I will send you a link. You will order your hosting for your website through me. I will earn a commission for that. Thank you. And then to say thank you, I will install WordPress and all the plugins to get you going. And you might be going, but Dave, I don't know WordPress. That's all right. I also give you a free month at the School of Podcasting to show you how to do WordPress, to show you how to record and what kind of microphones and where to get music and where to get graphics and all that stuff. And all you do is buy hosting. Oh, and by the way, did I say the hosting is around $8 a month? Let's not whitewash it. It's $8 a month. But so you could actually start, you know, the podcasting process for $8. Then you can buy a $30 microphone and be off and running. And we could help each other out that way. And I greatly appreciate anyone who's looking to start a podcast. Give me a call. Send me an email, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Click on the voicemail button out there. And let's get together and talk some podcasting, shall we? So thank you so much for tuning in. And in the future, we are going to be talking with Rob Greenlee. We've got some more interviews from the New Media Expo that I'm going to be digging out of the vault and getting those into your earbuds. And let me remind you that it's time to live a life worth podcasting about. Enjoy the spring while it's here. And I will see you on the inside. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.